Good morning, 7:50 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Tuesday. Joining us, we have City Manager Mark Hall. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you doing? All right. Well, before we get into our usual agenda and that sort of thing, I just wanted to kind of give you this time to, you know, address. I know we've got, picketing and that sort of thing planned for today.
Yes.
It is kind of a contentious time and that sort of thing. So I want to give you the floor just to talk maybe about, you know, this whole situation that's kind of going on and your perspective of things.
Well, I can, you know, limited in what I can say. And, you know, it is, you know, picketing or this or comments from citizens, that's the right, and we honor that. And that's what we're all about in public service. But there is, of course, I can't comment on personnel matters, and that's one thing. The other items that are brought up, I think the public understands that there's a process. You know, we have agreements with each of the unions. Those come up and are negotiated each year. That's part of negotiations. The unions, in fact, tonight, the police union have approved their contract. Fire, you know, the electrical workers and operating engineers unions have already approved their contracts. So it is one of those that I know the commission, and of course I do too, support the fire department. And that's pretty evident. They've approved their contracts each year since I've been here. But this is a situation where is a hazmat situation, and that's a process. That's a process that gives the fire department, which is rightfully so, a grievance process, and the city is involved in that process, and that will be determined. It's one of those nobody's, and that's the right. If you feel something's wrong, then you do. You grieve that and you bring it to the opening, and that will be settled. But nobody's being shorted on their paycheck. If it is one of those situations that something is due or not due, that'll be determined. But it is one of those, and I understand the public. It is. Fire is dear to everyone. And, you know, it's dear. It's necessary services and saves lives, and they do great work. But I think some of the comments that come out are just totally unfounded. And when you have that, it goes to a different place. But like I said, I can't comment on personnel matters, but the fire is still operating. I think everybody realizes that everybody's going to work. They're still protecting the city and doing their great job. That's normal. We're still prepared and ready to go. And if they've heard sirens, they know we're 24 hours a day. And so it's a process, and we understand. And people do have the right. And I know when we get through this agenda and talking about it, there's a part on citizen comment, and we welcome that. And like I've always said, and I think listeners have heard, is we can only get better. There's some things we can do and some things we can't, but we've got to listen, and the commission does listen. It's one of those, that is the only way we can get better and do things. So that's kind of gives you a little bit of that, but let's get
sure.
on with the agenda.
Absolutely.
And, of course, on the consent agenda, and I know you're going to notice there, it's a big number, and like we've talked about, electric, the way it operates is that is, instead of that's money just going out, there's money that comes in, but because of the volume, it is a large number, and that's roughly 5.5 million. And, you know, to look at that, you wonder, that's a lot of money. But because of how things are paid, it's not as drastic. It's just because of the volume that you have to deal in electric generation. And, of course, we move to citizens' comments. All are welcome. It's not to keep people out or stifle their voice. There is, and I think like you read in there, it is one of those that the commission knows probably tonight that there's a large amount of people that want to talk. And the 3 minutes is to allow people to talk. So, you know, that's hopefully is the guideline, you know, to allow other people to talk is, you know, and that's why the 3 minutes is limiting. That way you don't prevent somebody else from talking. But then we have a proclamation, and that's to the commission for Child Abuse Prevention Month in Coffeyville. And then we have a public hearing to consider a CDBG grant application to the Kansas Department of Commerce. And, of course, the CDBG, anytime we say, and like we've always said, when we say the word grant, that saves the taxpayers money. And then we have Resolution 2318, and that's certifying legal authority to apply for the Kansas Small Cities Community Development Block Grant from the Kansas Department of Commerce and authorizing the mayor to say to sign. And this is kind of all a process. It is one of those that then we go to Resolution 2320, and it's to authorize the execution of an agreement for the administrating consulting services for the grant. And all those kind of fall in line. We don't have any old business. And then new business, it's a resolution to implement a personal memorandum agreement with FOP, which is the Fraternal Order of Police. And this is, like I say, these are agreements, just like have been ratified and approved by the commission in both parties for the electrical workers, the operating engineers, and the fire department. And then, of course, city manager's comments. And that's kind of it for the evening.
Okay. Well, and one more quick question that popped in my mind. There has been some confusion on the role of the city manager. If you could, just real quick, explain in a real basic terms, in a nutshell, what is the job of a city manager and kind of how does that work? I know it's a big question. But.
Well, no, it's relatively easy. Uh-huh. Is I work for the city commission. I'm the only employee of the city commission. And then the day-to-day operations and all city employees fall under me. So the commission, I enforce policies, ordinances, contracts, these kind of stuff, and the day-to-day operations. It is a responsibility of a city manager to move the city forward, and that is expected by commissions. Working with all the departments, that's how the city moves forward and changes. So I work for the city commission, and then city employees, if I had to say it simple, it's a little more than this, but the city employees work under me. I don't like to say that simply because I like to say that we work together. But if you had to do the organizational chart, city commission, city manager, and then employees under.
Sure. Well, I appreciate you just telling that to people because, you know, some people, maybe they've just gotten here, they're not familiar with this type of government. So,
there is. We're a city of the first class. There's a city of second and a city of the third class. And they operate kind of differently. Cities of the first class have a city manager, city commission form of government. And there's roughly 25 cities in Kansas. There's, you know, roughly at one time about, we'll just say 528 cities in Kansas. So there's a lot of forms of government out of there. And the cities of the first class, they have home rule and they operate a little differently. And usually the smaller cities, they can choose that form of government, but sometimes they operate where with three commissioners, and they operate the city.
Sure. Well, City Manager Mark Hall, I appreciate you coming in and talking with us.
Well, and thank you.
And yeah, we really appreciate that you coming in.
Have a good day.
All right. And we'll be back here. We have Daryl Pruder waiting in the wings from South Coffeyville. That's coming up.